Welcome to Shomach Shorah Nadav, Shir sponsored Lelu Nishmas Arm Yakoshom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas to Adav Samech Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings that Rav said that if a seller wrote the borders of a field, and he wrote a long border across from a short border, so then you go based on the short border. So ask Rav Kahan and Rav Asi to Rav, why? Just go on an angle from the long border to the short border. Says the Gemara, Shosik Rav. Rav was silent and did not answer. The Ramami Pano, in the end of his Sefer Yoynes Elam, he brings that whenever it says that Rav was silent, Tzapshad, the Rav did not have an answer. Rav did have an answer, but Rav's answer was based on Kabbalah. He brings what we mentioned here earlier in this Masechta, that Rav is Rav Abo, that's mentioned in Sefer HaZoyah. It was a Talmud of Shirin Bar Yochai. He was a big Mekubal, one of the big Mekubalim of that generation. And he learned many inyonim that have to do in Shas based on Kabbalah. So many times he had an explanation based on Kabbalah, but Rav was shoysek, he was silent, he didn't explain it based on Kabbalah, so therefore he was quiet. But the Ramah Pana goes on to say that that's why many times we get a paskin like Rav, even though Rav Shosik, because he had a reason based on Kabbalah. And one of the examples that he brings is our Gemara over here, and he explains it, Alpi Kabbalah, what did Rav mean? So the Chavos Yair in Siman Kufrin Beis, that famous Tshuva, where he goes on to explain what's shot, that sometimes the Amoraim seem to speak now respectfully to each other. So within the words over there, he brings this Yonis Elam, and he says that even though we found in Shas that sometimes Shas Sigrav and we paskin like him, he says he gufa is the reason. We don't paskin halacha based on Kabbalah. So because we don't paskin halacha based on Kabbalah, if we don't have a halachic reason to paskin like Rav, if the only reason the Rav is shaysik and the reasoning of Rav is based on Kabbalah, we're not going to paskin like him. And the Sefer Im Rabino in the Akedom on Heor Ravov, we mentioned this in Rabino regarding a different shir in Bava Metzia, says the Rabino that the Rabbi and Pano, that's what he meant as well. That's exactly what he means. You never go based on Kabbalah. But sometimes you want to know what Rav's reasoning is? He has Kabbalistic reasons why he said something. That doesn't mean that we pass in that way. But it just gives you another understanding, another pan, another deher explanation in Rav's Shita. And it's interesting to mention, now that we mention this concept, they don't pass in Halacha based on Kabbalah. The Chasam Sofer, in Shuv and Archaim, in the end of Siman Nun Aleph, he says a very stark loshon. He says, Kol ha-me'arev divrei Kabbalah im ha-halachos ha-psukos chayev mishum zoreya kilayim. That's what he brings, and then he goes on to say other things that people mix. Mix maybe divrei Torah, divrei Mishnah Torah. But he says that if you put halacha with Kabbalah, it's considered to be kilayim. In the Shuv is Minchas Elozer, Chalak Beis Simenayin Ches Ois Dalet, he brings the Chasam Sofer and says, it's very strange to say such a thing, because if you open Shulchan Aruch, you open the Mogen Avraham, many times they bring Divrei HaZoyar, they bring the Divrei HaRizal, and they pass Kalan Locha based on that. So how can the Chasam Sofer say it's called Kilayim to put Kabbalah in here? Maybe you don't rely only on Kabbalah when you have Halachic source, but to come and say it's Kilayim, it's very hard to say. And he says the Chasam Sofer did not mean to say what he said. The only reason he said that Losh is because of the Hemshech, when he speaks about combining Torah with no Torah. But Kabbalah, of course, there is what to follow Kabbalah. Just if you have a halachic source, you don't follow Kabbalah. But he says, if you have a machloikis, a poiskim, and you don't know how to be machriya, so you will rely on Kabbalah to be machriya, the halacha. And in the shoot with the baz, in Chelek Dalet, he brings a few nekudas regarding this and the different shuvas. And he says that the rules that we say regarding Paschal and Alpi Kabbalah go as follows. When there's a machlekes, so Divrei Kabbalah can be machriya. He speaks about putting on tefillin, chol ha-moed. So the machlekes, a poskim, should do it or not. Alpi Kabbalah, you don't do it, so don't put on tefillin, chol ha-moed. And then he brings that if you have a machlekes between Halach and Kabbalah, you've had a Paschal like Halach and not like Kabbalah. But if you have a source of Kabbalah that's not mentioned in the Gemara, there's no other source except Kabbalah. Of course, you can follow Kabbalah. His big theory regarding this idea that you remove tefillin before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Says the source to it is Divrei Kabbalah. But I don't have any other source of the Gemara that says otherwise. So therefore I can rely on Kabbalah. And going back to what we started with, when I have a problem with what Rav says, and it's a halacha question on Rav, even though Rav has an answer, be Kabbalah, vada yigol korita halacha. But if there's no problem, be halacha, even though Rav is relying on Kabbalah, if I don't have any issue, be halacha, of course I'll rely on Kabbalah. Kabbalah can always come in to it, to be machriya, or to tell me what to do, if it does not contradict any halacha. This is obviously a big sugya on its own. We just touched a little bit upon it to understand the sugya. How can we rely on Kabbalah to pass on halacha? Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.